This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
You know, the future is coming, and I would like to make it brighter. And I can think of no better way than with a website that I create with Squarespace to showcase my portfolio, my blog, my everything me.
Wow. I can't think of anything brighter than you. You shine like a diamond.
Yes. So check out my new Squarespace site. It's called everything.me. And it, you know, it's built on one of their beautiful templates and it works on every device. And you can get your own Squarespace site by going to squarespace.com and using the offer code SPILLED to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
That's squarespace.com. Offer code SPILLED.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today's episode is, gosh, the favorite beverage of a lot.
You know what I love the most about you?
In the 21st century.
It's how you get to the point.
Today we're talking about kombucha.
Yeah, what if you had to, like, come and, like, tell me that, like break some really bad news?
I'd be like Matthew, I've got some news that's, like,
yeah,
not good.
Like, it's not great. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Like, where do I even begin?
I don't know.
Gosh,
how to launch into this? Now, are you sitting down? We're going to talk about kombucha.
I am, in fact, sitting down.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the kombucha episode.
So this episode was suggested by listener Elena. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
I don't know her personally. I'm going to guess it's Alana because it's A-L-A-N-A, but regardless of how you pronounce your name, and we apologize for not asking, thank you for suggesting this episode.
Yes, thank you very much, because I...
but we have some bad news that we have to break.
No, I sat down yesterday afternoon and did a bunch of kombucha... Wow, I had a bit of a hard time saying that. Kombucha research online. And I found it delightful, all the things I learned. I can't wait to share
so
it
excited.
With you.
There are things in here I never would have guessed.
Let's go first on memory lane.
Yeah, so the kombucha of my youth. So I grew up in the 80s, and this didn't exist. But I think I always had, like,
kombucha
hope,
in your
hope
heart.
In my heart. Yeah. Yeah. Hope. And, like, my heart was lightly fermented.
Yes.
And sparkling.
Lightly effervescent.
This was, like, a serious medical issue.
Anyway, kombucha is not on my memory lane either. I think I only tasted it for the first time a couple years ago when a now defunct restaurant called Bar Sayur had it on tap. And that was the first time I had it. And I remember I felt kind of sheepish ordering it because it just... this drink is like the new kale.
It is.
It's the drinkable kale.
And yet, like, when you go, they have it now at supermarkets all over Seattle, maybe all across America. I'm not sure. And, like, there are all sorts of, like, kombucha adjacent beverages. It's like it's in there with the coconut water, which we did an episode on. There's, like, honey water. There's turmeric milk.
It's all these beverages that are supposed to have health benefits, these functional beverages.
Sure.
And I mean, I love the idea of a functional beverage, like a kefir or however it's pronounced. I love that. Drinkable yogurt.
Yeah.
Sign me up. But that's like a milkshake, you know? It's pure pleasure.
Well, I think a lot of these things, my theory here, and I realize this doesn't describe all of these beverages, and I'm not sure to what extent it describes kombucha, because I don't really know how much sugar is in there, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of these are like ways of convincing people who wouldn't buy soda to buy soda and pay more for it.
Maybe. I have now...
I did not originate this critique.
I have now had kombucha on tap in a number of places here in Seattle, and I've only bought it once at the grocery store, and I'm really curious to see how different brands vary.
Yeah, and you know, we should say up front, like, kombucha started as like a DIY thing. We did not make our own kombucha.
No, I
and
know,
so we and can't really weigh in on like how home brewed.
And I think that we will have some listeners here who feel really strongly about mm-hmm. home-brewed kombucha, and I would love for them to weigh in and yeah. tell us about how
it's
different.
I mean, to be clear, we're still probably, you're not going to convince us to do it, probably.
Yeah. You know what? This morning, I meant to tell you, Matthew, this morning I was walking in Capitol Hill, and I walked past the tasting room for Mystic Kombucha.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, which is on 12th Avenue, not far from your house.
Yeah, I think the tasting room part, like, I think it's like now by appointment only or something. Mm-hmm.
The fact that there is a kombucha tasting room
says tells
just,
you everything, I mean, you need to know about my neighborhood.
This shark has been jumped.
Yes. Can I admit something?
Yes.
The first time I ever like ordered and paid for kombucha rather than like, you know,
stealing it.
that's right. I am Seattle's most notorious kombucha thief. I'm actually international kombucha thief because uh-huh. I also sometimes like siphon it off from Canada.
From the kombucha pipeline.
Right. You ordered it one time when we went to a Mystic Kombucha on tap at Little Odd Fellows inside mm-hmm. Elliott Bay Books. And I was like, I can't believe Molly's ordering that.
I know,
and God. Then I tasted some and I was like, this is good. And then the following week I got some too.
I didn't realize the connection there. I did order it. And then I was kind of like surprised the next week to see you with it. But I'm just learning.
I was surprised to see me with it too.
I'm just learning now that you were so judgy when I ordered it. I mean, I was judging myself.
But I mean, I wasn't so judgy that I didn't then order it myself. I mean, like, what you were going to say is like, you didn't realize I was so susceptible to peer pressure, which I totally am.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I bought a lipstick just because somebody posted it in their Instagram stories.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so predictable.
That seems reasonable. I was going to start talking about lip balm, but yeah. We did a whole episode on that, yeah. So refer to that.
Okay, so kombucha. So can I throw down some of my wisdom?
Yes, I would love nothing more.
So for the uninitiated, kombucha is a fermented, lightly effervescent, sweetened black or green tea. And as I mentioned, it is commonly thought of as having health benefits. We'll get to that in just a moment. But basically, the way it's made is so cool. Okay,
oh,
you ready?
This is Kombucha Chat with Matthew and Molly.
So,
the only FM morning show that's all about the booch. When you make, first of all, does anybody actually call it booch, or is that just me being dumb? Okay, because I was gonna say, like, when you like brew something at home, you can call that hooch, right?
Yeah.
That's, I guess,
I'm pretty sure that there are some kombucha home brewers who have started calling it booch.
Uh-huh. Like, this hooch is actually booch.
Yeah. Or okay.
Never mind.
So kombucha is made by fermenting tea using this thing called a SCOBY. And mm-hmm. SCOBY stands for Symbiotic Culture of Bacteria and Yeast. Okay. So it is, get ready for some science.
Okay.
It is a syntrophic mixed culture. That means that
Ooh.
One species lives off the products of another species.
Wait a minute. Does that mean something in there is living off us?
No.
Okay.
It means that there's bacteria and yeast in this culture, and they are there. One of them is living off of the product of another.
Oh,
one.
So they're like, it's like a, they're like high-fiving it up in there?
They are.
Okay.
They are. So it's this culture of bacteria and yeast that forms a gelatinous cellulose biofilm up at the surface of the liquid.
Ooh.
The air-liquid interface,
yeah.
Shall we say. And it acts...
Shall we?
It acts like a vinegar mother, uh-huh. basically, only it's fermenting sugared tea mm-hmm. instead of wine.
But, I mean, how...
Or beer.
Is it... Basically, like a version of a vinegar mother
it
in
is.
A sense. I mean, like,
it is.
I don't know if the vinegar mother. I know that the composition isn't going to be exactly the same, but I don't think it cares that much whether it's grape juice or something
yeah,
else.
I don't know if you could take a vinegar mother and put it in sweetened tea and make a kombucha. I have no idea, because I think a SCOBY is the concept of SCOBY is generally only associated yeah. with kombucha. And there are a variety of bacteria and or yeasts that show up in it. And I think that they're chosen for particular reasons.
Mm-hmm. When you say they show up, do you have to like put out an invitation, like an
e-vite? Yeah. I usually use paperless posts.
Okay.
Anyway, so, but here's the amazing thing.
I wouldn't be caught dead drinking that e-vite kombucha.
So SCOBY cultures produce a, quote, pancake sized dish-like structure that looks somewhat like the top of a mushroom, hence its nickname, mushroom. It is more properly referred to as a mother. So that's why. So sometimes you may hear people talk about a kombucha mushroom, or about, they may call this like mushroom tea.
Which we're going to get to the Japanese derivation, which that's involved, right?
Yes, we're going to get there. And the other thing that I should say is, so as we all know, mushrooms are fungi. Mm-hmm. It's a different thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's fungus in there, but it's not the fruiting Correct. Body of a fungus.
Correct. And anyway, so this is said to have, originated in Manchuria, and it was drunk in Russia, or what was then Manchuria.
Okay. Do we?
What is now Manchuria?
All right. What was then Russia?
Well, so what I was finding is that it was sort of unclear. I mean, isn't Manchuria sort of northeast China / eastern Russia, kind of both?
Yeah, but it's like, it's one of these like notoriously historically contested areas.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, it originated in what is now Manchuria, and it was consumed in Russia as early as 1900, and then in Europe, and then it made its way slowly east, and west. Like,
oh, I thought you meant it formed a land bridge. Was the land bridge
SCOBY?
Native Americans came over.
You know, I know that they said it was pancake size, but there were many pancakes.
What?
They covered the Atlantic Ocean.
Wow.
And kombucha walked over. This was like a land bridge, like the Bering Strait kind of situation. Uh-huh. Only this went between Europe and the East Coast of the United States.
Weather report this morning on the Booch: cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Anyway, so kombucha started showing up in the U.S. in the early 2000s, and then it was beloved by hipsters and women who take bar classes. And anyway, in 2010...
It's almost like the SCOBY found its perfect host.
It did. Anyway, it has a small amount of alcohol, usually about 0.5%, and so mm-hmm. it's federally regulated here in the U.S., and about almost a decade ago, in 2010, a bunch of commercial brands were found to have elevated alcohol levels, and they were pulled from the market. And so now commercial kombucha makers have had to reformulate to make sure they have a lower alcohol content.
Now, someone was telling me the other day when I mentioned we were doing this episode, and it may have been you, so I apologize in advance if it was, and I forgot it was you, that they had recently been carded buying kombucha.
No, that was not me.
Might have been our friend Becky.
Maybe.
And it was someone. It was
oh
someone
my God,
who.
That is amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
I was not carded while buying kombucha for this episode.
But that's because
I look real old.
I've never been carded buying kombucha.
Uh huh.
But I've only bought it once. Except that. Never mind. The other times I've bought it.
Okay. Great.
Great. Okay. Anyway. So hold on. Can we get down to these health claims?
Sure.
Okay.
So smell a debunking.
There is no scientific evidence that kombucha has health benefits. Au contraire.
Mon frère.
There are cases of people dying after drinking it, possibly because of contamination during home brewing.
Or is it possible that it was unrelated? Like, did someone drink some kombucha?
Possibly.
And get hit by a truck?
But like, here's the thing. So there was a systematic review, like published in a scientific journal in 2003, that concluded that the number of proposed but unsubstantiated therapeutic benefits did not outweigh the known risks of drinking kombucha. Quote, kombucha only appears to benefit those who profit from it.
Wow.
Zing!
That is a hot take.
Right? Adverse effects most often come from contamination, particularly with home brewing. And also, like, this stuff is pretty acidic. And so if you have a condition that, like, you know...
metabolic acidosis?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know what that is. It's a thing they say on medical shows.
Not a great idea to drink this.
Okay.
It is advised that if you have, like, if you are immune compromised, mm-hmm. you're not supposed to drink kombucha.
Because it might have bad actors in it.
Yeah. What? Bad actors? That sounds like a bad translation.
That's also a real medical term, I think. But I realize that now it sounds like I'm talking about like Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
So I have been using these products for years.
Me too. I'm
so excited that Mr. Clean is an advertiser on the show.
Yes. We got Mr. Clean himself, the mascot,
we got
called
to meet
us up.
Him. Yeah. Anyway, no. So I most recently was using these sponges to do something I thought was impossible, which is, so my bathroom was decorated in the 1960s, and it's got this vanity that's made of wood with like plastic laminate on top, and the wood is painted white. Okay, so you can imagine all these white drawers. They just, even if you're a reasonably clean person,
which I'm not,
they just get kind of discolored around the doorknob and stuff.
I know. And
anyway,
this used to be the kind of thing where you'd look at it and be like, I don't know how to fix this.
To do.
Like, what can you do?
So the other night, Ash and I hunkered down in the bathroom, each with a magic eraser, and we attacked basically like the front of the vanity, all those drawers. So the amazing thing is, it cleaned all the kind of smudges off these white painted drawer fronts without removing the paint.
Wow. That's the magic that
it will
take.
Magic.
It knows what's the stain and
like,
what's the good
like
stuff.
It's like an intelligent
sponge.
So I wish it were sentient.
Yeah. So get over to the drugstore, the supermarket, look for Mr. Clean Magic Erasers, and learn more at MrClean.com/podcast to see all the ways that the magic eraser can help you out around your house. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Are you ready to start your new business?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, are you ready to start your new life? Yes, the first day of the rest of my life starts today, and I'm going to commemorate that with a new website. It's going to be called Matthew.amazing.
And you can get a beautiful template created by a world-class designer.
Good, because I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, so they're
not that amazing.
They're going to make you seem super amazing by giving you a beautiful template. You can showcase all the amazing things you do, like your breakdancing.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll help you make a video
okay.
of it.
What are some other amazing things that I can easily drag and drop onto my Squarespace website? My breakdancing video.
Your breakdancing video.
Yep.
Yeah. For sure. One of your fiery rants.
One of my fiery rants.
Yep.
Yeah. You can drag in video, audio. You can have a calendar.
You make really good chili. Can we drag your chili in there?
We can absolutely drag some chili onto my website. Hey, who spilled chili on my Squarespace site?
And you are going to watch your site blow up with Squarespace's analytics.
I'm going to watch my computer blow up because I poured chili on it. Yep. So to get your own Squarespace site, get a free trial, go to squarespace.com. And when you're ready to sign up, use the offer code SPILLED to get 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
That's squarespace.com, offer code SPILLED. Can we move on to tasting and then I'm going to tell you some other things?
Wait, I just realized we're going to hear from all the Pauly Shore fans. Great actor, loved son-in-law.
I'd forgotten about Pauly Shore.
This morning on The Booch, our guest is Pauly Shore. The weasel is in the house. I realized
God.
I would be a really terrible morning DJ, so I'm just going to get it all out on this episode and then never do it again. Can we please drink some of this fermented death juice?
Yeah.
So I tried to get things that either sounded like tasty flavors or more like plain.
Okay, so this one this is GT's Kombucha, organic and raw, original. I see this one around town.
Yeah, this is a real popular brand, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for serving this up right after telling me it's going to kill me.
No, I think it's mostly homemade ones.
Okay, great.
Because they get contaminated with like the wrong microbe.
But I mean, it does say raw, like, you know.
Yeah, but so is Rachel's ginger beer. That's raw. Hasn't killed anybody.
Yet. Sorry, Rachel.
Okay, so these tend to have kind of like a residue on the bottom.
Yes. Now, is the residue on the bottom the SCOBY or no?
I don't know if the SCOBY is... I don't know if it's in these guys.
Oh, this smells a lot like bread, like rising bread.
Oh, God, it smells very beery.
That's good.
Oh, I enjoy this one. I like this one. You know what I like about kombucha? It reminds me of a shrub.
It absolutely does.
Because it's got that like vinegary, like that really bright vinegary flavor that I really enjoy and find very refreshing.
How much caffeine do these things have, do you think?
I think it's minimal caffeine. Let's see here. Wow, this one looks like it's sweetened with kiwi juice.
Oh, wow.
Is that supposed to make me feel good?
I think it's supposed to tenderize you
from
the
inside. So in this bottle, Matthew, there's 50 calories. So there can't be a lot of sugar in here. There's 12 grams of sugar, although it's a lot less than Coke, but
it's like a 12-ounce bottle.
Yes.
Okay.
No, 16-ounce bottle.
Okay. That seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah. Rejoice. This is a live food.
I'm rejoicing.
If you are pregnant or breastfeeding, please consult with your healthcare professional before consuming our products.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. So Kathy Colby, theorist and author of Phoenix, Arizona, was quoted as saying, "True success is having the freedom to be yourself." Right on,
that,
Kathy.
Yeah, that is so...
It's not even a theory. That's like proven.
And also, I noticed their slogan is living food for the living body. Is that what it says?
What about the dead bodies? Are we not going to give them any kombucha?
It can probably raise the dead.
I think that you could pickle the dead in this.
Speaking of unsubstantiated health claims.
Okay.
Good. Wait a minute.
Please note that kombucha is a fermented tea that has naturally occurring alcohol.
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. There is a thing on this.
This is delicious.
Yeah, it's great. There's a thing on this bottle that I object to, which is that the founder calls himself GT Dave.
What do you think GT stands for?
That is a good question.
Good to...
I'm good to Dave. Are you?
I wish you were DT. I'm down to Dave. Oh man, I wish I were dating somebody named Dave. I'm down to
Dave. I can
be
arranged. A lot of Daves out there.
I don't want to date anybody except the person I'm dating. I take it back.
Could you get that person to change their name to Dave?
No. God, this is so dumb. Uh-huh. Okay, so next up, we've got Townsend's Tea Company. Brew Doctor.
This seems like a very popular brand.
Yeah, this is going for like an apothecary look. It's like an apothecary bottle.
Like what, brown?
Yeah.
How would you just, like a stubby brown bottle?
Yeah,
kind of?
And this is the Clear Mind flavor.
Yeah, I didn't know what that meant. I just didn't get one that had like a specific fruit flavor or something.
Interesting. Okay, so this has water, green tea, cane sugar, rosemary, peppermint, sage, dandelion root, and live probiotic culture.
Okay, so there's a few herbals in there.
Yeah, let's see here. Oh, they keep it 100% raw with no artificial nonsense. They only do real nonsense.
Yeah,
God, do we have to have a bottle opener?
I think it's a twist off.
Okay.
No, are you supposed to shake these or not?
I was kind of gently shaking the other one because it had that residue at the bottom. Now, this one is a little bit clearer.
Mm-hmm. It's more like a wheat beer.
Oh, this is lighter. Gosh, this is a kind of a slightly gingery.
Yeah, I can tell for me this is one like I like the balance of herbals on the first sip, but by like the fifth sip, I'm going
to
be tired of it.
Swallows to kind of nothing. It's got rosemary.
That's particularly the thing. Like the rosemary is very perceptible.
Oh, you know what? I'll take this one. I like this one.
Okay, great.
Oh, yum. God, I like these. I should start doing bar classes.
Mm. Should mention these are pretty expensive.
They are.
If you went through a bottle of these. Like, yeah, it's like comparable to a Starbucks.
Okay, so let's go with Trader Joe's organic green kombucha. Ooh, with spirulina and chlorella.
Yeah, I bought this because these are words I've only ever heard producer Abby say and no one else.
Oh, is Abby into spirulina and chlorella?
Well, I think so. I think I've heard her mention. Let's definitely...
Let's attribute things to Abby that we're unsure of.
Well, I mean, she has the power to cut it out if we lie. But
God.
Do not shake.
But what am I supposed to do with all the stuff that's collected at the bottom?
I don't know.
God, I'm sorry. This has a cleaning product vibe to it. I mean, I kind of like it against my better judgment.
This is very soda-y.
Yeah.
It's like some kind of like, you know, like our weird...
Yeah,
organic
it's got this
soda.
Yeah, it definitely has a soda vibe to it.
That brand, Our Weird Organic Soda? Very popular in Seattle.
I mean, I don't dislike it, but I wouldn't choose it.
I like that it's so tart. I didn't like it. I was going to make a joke about Chlorella DeVille, but we'll just throw that in anyway.
You know, I feel like all of these would be delicious on ice on a really hot day.
Yeah.
Like the next summer when we're taping in your apartment and it's like 85 degrees mm-hmm. in here and we're making macaroni and cheese.
We have to do this again?
Let's drink some kombucha on ice.
Okay. The thing about kombucha is I assumed I would hate it. When I heard people talking about it, I assumed it was going to be a thing where, like, you know, it's good for you because of how bad it tastes.
No,
but actually, it's very tasty.
It's not the case at all. It's very tasty. But I think that if you didn't like slightly vinegary flavors, if you didn't like acidic things.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely has a whiff of vinegar to it.
Oh, for sure. Not quite as much as like a Pock Pock drinking vinegar, but tending in that direction. God, I love those Pock Pock drinking vinegars. I got this one because I liked the flavor, but I don't remember what it was. So.
Yeah, the flavor is mint lime. This is made by Capital Kombucha. And it says, our mint lime is a mini vacation in a bottle.
Ooh.
Ooh, this sophisticated flavor should come with its own passport stamp.
Does it?
No. It's modeled on a mojito.
Ah, I see. I've always I can't take a vacation, at least I can send my mouth on a vacation.
I think we've talked about mouth vacations before.
For sure. We've talked about a lot of mouth things.
Oh, God, pardon me. These are making me burp.
Well, they are lightly sparkling.
No.
No.
This one's like toothpaste.
It's very much like toothpaste.
Oh, that's disappointing. Okay. Well, gosh, I feel like three out of four.
Pretty randomly, and three of them were real tasty.
I have to say, I heard about Health Aid brand from a friend of mine.
Oh, wait. I bought Health Aid, and then I didn't bring it to the table. Hang on.
Oh, okay. I heard about Health Aid brand from a friend of mine, and I saw it at the store. It's the only kombucha I've ever bought in a grocery store. And anyway, I bought the ginger lemon.
Ooh, I want to call my plant nursery the grocery.
I found it undrinkable. So I'm very curious to taste this one that you've purchased today.
Right. So after you said that, I got, I wanted to try Health Aid because the name is funny.
Yeah.
And they have Pink Lady Apple flavor, which I thought sounded good.
Okay.
How many more kombuchas do you think I have lurking in my fridge that I forgot about? This happens a lot on the show. Like I'll buy something, put it away, and then.
Am I just getting kombucha'd out? Or is
no,
this?
No, I don't like this at all.
Yeah. I don't think it's very good.
No. Oh, no, it's got like a weird, like, woodsy sort of aftertaste. Like, sort of the flavor of sucking on a popsicle stick is what I'm getting.
God, now I'm getting it, too.
Yeah.
Although I don't mind that.
I know. I do like
this
to suck on a popsicle stick.
This is the Pink Lady Apple? This is way better than the ginger lemon, which I found to be unbalanced and undrinkable.
Do you have anything else to tell us about kombucha?
Do I ever. So, Matthew, did you know that a SCOBY, when dried, can become a leather-like textile known as a microbial cellulose that can be molded onto forms to create seamless clothing. So it becomes a leather-like textile that you can turn into seamless clothing and different broth media. So like black tea versus green tea.
I don't trust the mainstream broth media.
Different broth media result in different textile colors.
What?
I cannot wait to wear my next pair of seamless underwear made out of dried SCOBY.
If this,
I feel like that's an instant yeast infection.
If what you're saying is true, then a majority of people in my neighborhood must be wearing this now.
Must be wearing dried SCOBY.
Dried SCOBY, yeah.
Probably. I mean, what do you think Mystic Kombucha is doing with all of its spent? Do SCOBYs get spent? Does a vinegar mother ever get spent? Anyway. Okay, last but not least, can we talk a little bit about all the different, like, where the word kombucha comes from? And
yes,
all
where the wild yeasts come from.
And all the different names that this stuff is called?
Yes.
Because it's delightful. So, Matthew, would you do some pronouncing of mm-hmm. this Japanese stuff?
The word kombucha is probably a misapplied loan word from Japanese where kombucha means kelp tea. Or actually, if you're going to say it, you probably say kombucha.
Oh, okay.
So you can read the word.
Which comes from kombu,
yes,
which is kelp.
Kelp.
Okay.
Which is a completely different thing. Fermented tea is kocha kinoko, which I found so implausible that I had to look it up. And absolutely, that is in fact what it's called.
Really?
It just means black tea mushroom.
Oh.
Kocha is black tea and kinoko is mushroom.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Well, around the world, kombucha goes by many different names, including tea mushroom, Manchurian mushroom, Wunderpilz, Fungus japonicus, Tikvas, Chambuco, Spumonto, and misnomers like the champagne of life and chai from the sea.
What?
I'm going to drink the champagne of life. Whoops, I just... I think we're banging on my microphone.
I think there might be more alcohol in this. I don't know. What did you say? Call it vampire from the sea.
chai
from the sea.
This one is the Brew Doctor one is. It's kind of flavorless. It's not bright enough.
But that was one of the ones we liked, right?
Yeah, I liked it. It's the one that's got a rosemary thing going on.
Pass the flask.
What do you think? It's not acidic enough. I mean, it's nice.
Yeah,
but...
you're right. I think actually my favorite might be the Trader Joe's Spirulina Chlorella.
The soda one?
The soda one, yeah, because I like soda. But the first one...
I really like GT's.
GT
it's
Dave.
It's quite vinegary.
Yeah, you can really taste
quite
the
yeasty.
Dave.
I really taste
I make that joke probably every other episode, and you laugh every time, and I really appreciate it.
But
thank you.
It's because, as we have established, I never remember anything we say on the show.
True.
Like, as little as 30 minutes after we finish recording.
Me neither. As you know, like, the question I fear most in life is, you have a food podcast? What are some of your episodes about?
I know.
Well, recently we talked about...
I remember food? Like really old episodes like fennel, grapes, rolling pins.
It's fried eggs.
Fried eggs. God, that was the first episode.
No, don't listen to that.
No, do not listen to that. What else have we done?
I have a kombucha question.
Crispy potatoes.
Yeah.
Crispy corners.
Crusty corners? Is that... It wasn't crispy corners, but now that I say crusty corners, that doesn't sound right either. Well, Google it. This episode is brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Spring is here, and so is spring cleaning, our friends. And Mr. Clean Magic Eraser is totally the thing for the job. It will clean everything. Most recently, I used it to clean the walls in my kitchen where there were like splatters of food from the stove.
I need to do that.
All you do is you wet it, squeeze it out, and it's ready to erase. You can see it for yourself. Learn more about it at MrClean.com/podcast. That's MrClean.com/podcast.
I think at one point when I heard about the existence of a SCOBY, I was like, I should Google this and see what it looks like. And then I think I chickened out.
No. It seriously looks like a mushroom cap that's kind of wet and gelatinous.
That sounds
and
worth
like
chickening
the,
out
it's
of.
It's like the size of like the palm of your hand.
Speaking of chickening out, I've been watching, this is going to be over by the time you hear this, but I've been watching Olympic figure skating because the Olympics are on.
Yes, I have a wild crush on Adam Rippon.
Oh, everyone's
great.
I know
he would not be into me at all, but
sorry.
It is okay.
I've been watching largely pairs because that's what's on when I turn the TV on.
Yeah, I've been watching it too. Last night was amazing.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Oh, the Savchenko, is that her name?
Yes, the German team.
Yes. Anyway, I want someone, like in the free pairs where they can kind of do whatevs, I want someone to do a routine based on the concept of playing chicken, where the whole thing is they keep skating toward each other at high speed and then like turning away or turning it into a fling or something at the last minute. And when I say a fling, I mean like a sexual affair. Free, it's the free love pairs.
Let's
okay.
Just end
All right.
This one.
You can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we'll post, I don't know, I guess a list of the kombuchas that we tasted and especially the ones we liked. And
I feel like I've had a lot of caffeine.
I know.
I feel really awake
but
now.
Yeah, this stuff is,
this
I
is
slept
supposed to
very,
be very
poorly
low
last
caffeine.
Night. I guess because I was so worked up from watching the pair skating. and now I feel great. I guess I'm on the booch train.
Wow.
This is going to get expensive and possibly fatal.
Yeah.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, where we would genuinely like to hear about like your experience with homemade kombucha.
Also, does a SCOBY ever like run out of what makes it
Does it
do
ever
its job?
Run out of your house like the gingerbread man?
I'm three quarters gone.
I forgot about that.
Okay.
All right. You do remember some things.
A little bit. I don't know what episode it was from, though.
It's because
from the gingerbread episode.
Yeah, it's folk wisdom that's been passed on in a form that's designed to be memorable, like Homer used to do. please leave us a review on iTunes or whatever.
Yeah. And, tell us about your like homemade kombucha experiences and how it may differ in taste from commercial kombucha.
Mm-hmm. Molly has a whole book called A Homemade Life. That's probably about kombucha. I don't know. I haven't read it.
It's about my effort to make homemade kombucha. Using a homemade SCOBY rehydrated from some seamless underwear. No, but seriously, a leather-like textile that can be molded into forms to create seamless clothing. What?
I know. I'm speechless. And as a radio drive time morning host, that is not good.
Okay.
I'm Matthew Esterberg.
And I'm Molly Weisenberg.
Harry Potter, you're fired.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.